You know, over the years, I've seen it all. So now, I'm sharing it all. Join me for unfiltered talks with the names you love on my new podcast, On Par with Maury Povich. Follow and listen to On Par wherever you get your podcasts.
And welcome to a Tuesday morning on the Steakhouse. Fastest 2 hours in radio. Get the Odyssey app. You know what to do. It's not complicated. Wherever you get your app store, you get the Odyssey app. Every interview on the station, every segment on the station, March Madness, Final Four, Atlanta United, Atlanta Falcons, Atlanta Hawks. Listen, we in the business of audio, delivering you great audio, and that's what you're going to get on the Odyssey app. So make sure you're on it and listening on it, because every time that happens, we get a gold star. If we get 10 gold stars, then somebody buys us a cheeseburger. So that's what needs to happen. Good morning. How are you, Sandra?
I'm very good. Where do you stand on April Fools? Are you a prankster? Do you get sucked in? Happy April Fools, celebrate.
I like anybody that can pull it off when it's April Fools, you know, because that's hard, because nobody believes anything. We did a pretty good one in Atlanta Eats, I want to say 2 years ago. We announced that I was opening a vegan restaurant.
That's not even funny.
And like, I had legitimately people weeks later, like, dude, I saw that on Facebook. Yeah. I saw, like, that's wild. Like, you're opening a vegan restaurant with some folks? I was like, yeah.
That would never happen.
That was April 1st when that came out.
So Tiger Woods decides 20 minutes ago. On the Twitters, I can't believe I'm saying this, but a few weeks after rupturing my left Achilles, the sleeping in a hyperbaric chamber, plus the explosive lifts, my doctors and trainers have me ready to play the Masters next week. Can't wait. See y'all on the course. So Twitter freaks out. Retweet, retweet, retweet. And then I was like, wait a minute. So then 2 minutes ago, he says, P.S. April Fool's, my Achilles is still a hot mess. There you go.
What's his actual? Did he tear his Achilles?
Yeah.
Is it a full tear? It's not a full tear, though.
Ruptures. What's the difference? He calls it ruptures.
Right. Well, that's at least a year, maybe longer. That's about as nasty. People would think that he is dating. Let me get it straight. It's Donald Trump. It's President Trump's
ex-daughter-in-law. Wasn't she married to Eric for a minute?
Her kid is Trump's grandfather. That's Trump's the grandfather.
There you go. Yeah.
She has a kid. She was married to Eric. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so basically, Tiger, if they get married, would be the stepfather, right? Tiger Woods would be the stepfather of Donald Trump's grandson.
That's it.
That's what it is. Mm-hmm. But anyway, that's not an April Fool's. That's real, right?
We think. I don't know what to believe.
Anyways, what have you been doing the last three, four
I went
days?
To Charleston for a beautiful wedding. Laura and Matt, my friends, got married. And what a great city, 3.5 hours from the lake. Just had a wonderful time. And
yeah, tell me more about, you didn't get to do all the restaurants because you probably had the wedding,
right? That's right, yep.
But
that's
the restaurants
exactly right.
In Charleston are phenomenal, every combination.
Stayed in Mount Pleasant, there's a couple of streets there with all local fare, and one is more unique than the other. We went to a great brunch at something called Toast All Day, which is just farm-to-table, fresh deliciousness. Fresh, you know, those orange juice machines I'm kind of obsessed with, that fresh squeezed. And
I love that.
They drop a mimosa. Sick. So, yeah, had a great time. Beautiful wedding on a boat, so it was great.
Charleston, South Carolina, was it all the bachelorette parties rolling through town?
No, we didn't see any of that.
So you weren't downtown?
We weren't. No, we stayed in Mount Pleasant near the beach, which is...
Oh, near the...
It's about 15 minutes. And nothing's far there, you know, so if you want to go, you just get on the bridge and go. One of the 100
bridges. What is going on here? Are you irritated about the Braves?
I just can't even believe what's happening with the Braves. And not only that, but I'm up until midnight now watching this monstrosity. And it was like a bad pre-April Fool's Day.
You're letting him, like, you woke up irritated.
I did.
It
it's exactly right. I apologize to Braves Nation.
You can see it.
Yeah. Yeah, I can feel it. Yeah, you're passionate. Yeah.
So it was not.
It was an hour and a half before the game, and Ronaldo Lopez is gone. Jerickson Profar, by the way, last time I was in here, Buster Olney came on. He said the most significant acquisition in all of baseball was that, besides Juan Soto, was Jerickson Profar and Alex Anthopoulos, 3 years, $42 million. That's how I left here. And a funny thing happened on a way to a Tuesday.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to test the mettle of a team and an organization, it's certainly being tested this week. A horrific 0-5 start, which is pale in comparison to losing Jerkson Profar, which is pale now to having Ronaldo Lopez already down.
That's right.
So Bryce Elder getting called up. And just, you know, a very, very good chance that you're coming home 0-7. I mean, how are you going to get a win in L.A. where they're just off and running? By the way, Padres won again last night. So the Dodgers are 6-0, and the Padres are 5-0. When you talk about a division getting things cooking. And then, you know, sounds like it was some kind of a steroid-type substance, or right?
That's exactly right.
What is it, Day-Day?
I'm probably going to beat it up, but it looks like it's chorionic gonadotropin.
So what is it?
It's HCG, and it's on the list that you shouldn't put it in your body, and it's just that simple.
Why would somebody think that there's no shot if maybe, you know, all the hype about what he was capable of, and last year he had a career year, so who knows if he was on it last year. Certainly was a significant jump in his numbers where everybody's like, damn, Jerkson Profar having a year. So maybe, you know, as what happened back in the steroid era, you get used to saying, this is changing my game, or whether the
so he signs a 3-year, let's just do the math on it. It's a significant year, gets his nice fat contract from the Braves. 3 years, $42 million. He's out until the end of June, which is 80 games. He loses $6 million. You're still ahead $36 million that you're getting.
Yeah. And there's guaranteed contracts in baseball. But what's your point? I mean,
my point is the risk and reward, if in fact he did it. I don't know if he did it or what he was doing what he got caught for. I know he tested positive for this.
Yeah, why would
we? So I'll do the math if you're looking and making decisions in your life based on if I don't get caught.
Shortcuts. I mean, shortcuts.
There you go.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, but his reputation, I mean, it's not worth it, regardless if you're going to get paid the other half of this year. I guess you're lucky, too, your point, actually, because this is the year that you're not making a lot of money. The next 2 years when you make all
the
money.
That's exactly right.
But doesn't matter. I mean, this is a horrendous look. Imagine that you're going to take the field in June, and Braves fans have to deal with the fact you kept them out for 80 games. The whole offseason was built, you know, around strengthening the outfield, getting more consistent out there,
And now we have a parade that he's back, and he gets in front of the microphone, I've learned my lesson. Let's say the Braves go on a run, and now you're in the postseason. So October 1st, the roster comes out. Jerkson Profar is not allowed to be on the postseason roster as a result of this. So, okay.
But they're not going to have I think you're joking when you say a parade. He's going to have to hit like 380 to be able to get the fans to not be incredibly disappointed. It is not the way you want to roll into a new city. I don't know where they are, game 82. He's not going to play that day either. He'll have to do a minor league stint. He'll have to do whether he's in Florida or Gwinnett or whatever it is. I assume he can't be around the team at all for the next 3 months. So it's a disaster start of the season. Obviously, a completely irresponsible decision. No reason to believe he didn't do it. He's not arguing it. They're not fighting it. They're not appealing it. And he did it. So this day and age, to set yourself up for an 80-gamer, that is not something baseball is playing around with. So you stayed up and watched how much of it?
I just couldn't fall asleep. I was into it, and then you get yourself into it.
Look at her body
then
language.
Then I'm like Grant Holmes, like, oh, yeah, and besides that terrible news, the Braves are 0-5. Y'all, they have struck out 50 times in 10 games. They have scored one run in the last 31 innings. Like, I don't care who's on the roster. This is absolutely horrific baseball.
The Braves went 29 innings scoreless. It's their worst stretch since 2007 as they get a home run from Michael Harris, I guess. Was that in the eighth? And that was it. I mean, you talk about...
They went another 0-6 last night with runners in scoring position. So if you're keeping count at home, they're 1-28. in running, and I like to call it stranded position. So there's no way to massage this to make it nice. A win will do a body good.
Maybe.
I believe in a slump buster. Y'all better do something out there in L.A. Make it happen. Slump busters.
You believe that players should go and have carnal relations?
Whatever it is, whether you want to change your socks or change your underwear. And I don't want to get into your moral compass of things. Okay. But if I were Snit today, I would put all the names in a hat. And I would do the lineup by pulling. I mean, just change it up, y'all.
Uh-huh.
I just can't even believe this.
Maybe we should play Make Sandy Laugh.
Oh, that's a good idea.
You know, where basically you get 20 seconds if you make Sandra laugh. I don't know what promotions allow us to do. Off the record. I could give you like a Buckhead Life dining card or something, or I could come up with something. 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. We'll do it after the break. We'll do 9 and 9 in a second. But here's the deal. You get 20 seconds to make Sandra laugh. If that happens, you go in the Steakhouse Hall of Fame. But she's got her arms folded. She's irritable.
Real
hairpin back.
Tired.
Yeah, why you have the hairpin back? You look like a science teacher at my high school that's like ready to just unload on somebody, right?
Yeah, I'm going to hit your hands with a ruler.
Yeah. So, I mean, she was making a lot of sighs and deep breaths. We're just not used to that data, right? It was unsettling, right?
Unbelievable.
Yeah, man. Meeting in the bullpen was tense.
Yeah. 404-726-0929. If you've got something to make her laugh within 20 seconds, we'll do that. Let's do a quick 9 at 9.
All right, Chris Sale, Dustin May on the mound in Los Angeles again tonight for the fun. Hawks are back home, finally. Portland is here tonight, 7:30. Going there?
No, I'm not going, but I am enjoying watching Zachary Risacher coming off a career night. And that effort the other night in Milwaukee was spectacular.
I love it. Also, the news is with Trae Young, who becomes the assistant general manager for Oklahoma Sooners basketball. Donates $1 million. He's going to get behind some fundraising and maybe learn and work in the office there. Your thoughts?
No, he's not going to be working much in the office. But, that's just a title they give alumni that have a lot of money, that have visible. So when
I think he wants to get into that, though, after, don't you think? The business side of it? Or do you think it's just... No.
I don't know.
Okay.
I know, maybe you heard something I didn't. I just know that this is a way to put, you know, NBA players and famous alumni in the mix. Now, different for Andrew Luck, who is, he's the general manager of football. He is the general manager,
yeah.
Right? And he's the guy that just fired their head coach. So.
Women's Final Four is all set. Two games last night. UConn advances, beating USC 78-64. Texas wins 58-47 over TCU. So your women's Final Four matchup will be the 2-seed UConn and number 1 UCLA, and the 1-seed Texas against the 1-seed South Carolina. So we got two SEC schools in that one as well.
So we would have had Juju versus Paige Beckers, huh?
Right.
Damn.
Yeah.
Paige Beckers goes off last night,
yeah,
right?
She does, man. And unfortunately, it was a get-back game for them because UConn lost that game by 2 to USC early in the regular season.
Yeah, a couple of powerhouses. All right, make Sandra laugh. 404-726-0929. And I'll have all kinds of good stuff for you. But you have to call us, 404-726-0929. Also, the worst kept secret in the NFL, Sports Radio 92.9.
Welcome back into the Steakhouse, 923. Good morning, everybody. Steak ran to his car. So I don't know what is holding him up. He probably saw somebody with a biscuit, wanted to ask, interviewing him, where they got it, what's on it, do you put grape jelly or not? So now you're stuck with me. And it's right, I'm a little ticked off today. I'm sure you all are, as Braves fans. I mean, I'm literally looking at this box score, y'all. They struck out 14 times last night. I know Tyler Glasnow was having a night. But my goodness, I want them to do that, like, bat. What do they call it when the Batmobile has to come up and they put it in the sky, the number 10? They need for Chipper, the Chipper light in the sky for him to go save the day. Austin Riley's at bats, y'all. My God.
At first I was, you know, during the San Diego series, I was like, hey, come on. Hey, Matt Olson, take a pitch. You know, you don't have to go up there swinging at the first pitch and grounding out to second base every time. And last night, it's almost like, hey, y'all want to swing at these 97-mile-an-hour fastballs that are, you know, middle in? And then they're striking out on the curveball every time. Yeah.
Austin Riley struck out three times last night, and two of them were the ugliest things I've ever seen in my life. 14 strikeouts. Your average right now, if I had to look at the Braves' batting average, is somewhere around 100.
Sounds about right. I'm pretty sure the first two hitters, Money, who ended up with the home run later on. First two hitters last night, though, we open up the game with two strikeouts on six pitches.
Yeah.
Come on.
And Grant Holmes, God bless you. I mean, he went to the full count on what, the first five batters he faced? I was just like, oh, my goodness. Hi, Steak. Did you see somebody? I was saying that you went downstairs, and I was thinking maybe you got into a conversation with somebody who bought a biscuit. No. Maybe you had to interview them.
No, I was in the elevator. I had to run downstairs and get my copy for I'm endorsing Underdog, the sports app. And it just so happens. So the Underdog app, you go higher or lower on players. So yesterday in the air, I was like, I'm taking Michael Harris. His over-under was half a hit. So I actually won that. And that was the only bright spot. So I don't
know. Solo home run, y'all. Yeah, we'll take it. We'll take it.
Solo home run. So I won my first Underdog sports app bet or sports app transaction, whatever we're supposed to call it. Anyways, so then some woman I was in the elevator with was like, I'm sorry to bother you. You look like a sports talk guy or sports person.
Is that true?
Like, I don't know if she meant like the way I have a look about me, like I'm in sports. And I was like, yeah, actually, that's what we do. We have a radio station. And I said, I do that food show. Because she goes, I recognize you from somewhere. And I said, well, maybe it could be the TV show. Anyways, so she got very, very excited. So I'm grateful for that. And what we're trying to do with our 125,000-watt radio station here is to do a public, do something good. It's the equivalent of you're paying for the person behind you at Starbucks. You're paying for the person behind you. If you listened to the show last week, you know Sandra grew up watching the Braves with her daddy. You know they used to come up to Atlanta to watch opening day. You know she was in the best mood. Everything was bright and cheery. It was Thursday, opening day against the Padres. And now 7 days later, it was also her distraction from real life stuff. She was talking about making supper and watching the Braves and how happy that makes her.
It's true.
And now it's just make Sandra laugh. 404-726-0929. You make her laugh. Day-Day gets your info. We'll figure out how I can take care of you, right? Isn't there all this radio promotional stuff? I have to go through the rigmarole and all that. That's the one thing. When I own those radio stations, right? Like, you can't work for free now. You can't have interns work for free.
Is that right?
Yeah. There's a law.
Goodness gracious.
So if you want to work in sports radio or music or whatever, you go like, dude, I'll work for free. I'll just show. No, you have to pay him. Back at 790, this owner was like, you want to work for free? You're hired. That's like you're in sports talk. You're lucky to get to hang out with us. That Peter Schrager, who just got the big job at ESPN when he was our intern at Mayhem in the AM, he was working for free. So a lot of the great ones work for free, right?
790 The Zone University has quite the alumni association.
Yes.
It really has.
The group that came on.
Yeah,
there.
You've
Anyways,
done a good job helping
thank
people.
Thank you. So what happened to our guy that was going to make Sandra laugh? He just left because I was talking too much. 404-726-0929. So my point is I got to figure out what we can give you because I normally would just say, like, I'm gonna take you to dinner or give you a gift card or do Miller Brothers or something. But, you know, it's like it's a corporate thing. You can't just give stuff away. There's legalese and all that. So
I gotcha.
If you have a 30-second quick hit to make Sandra laugh, 404-726-0929. I'm going to give you that opportunity. You're driving on the road. I got to sit next to her for 90 minutes. If somebody doesn't turn that frown upside down, I mean, then what are we doing here? You know what I mean? I mean, I can't. It's like uncomfortable. It's like watching a Mike White Lotus episode with the three girls like sniping at each other. It's uncomfortable, right?
Watch that last
as
night
James
too, keeping me up.
As James Franklin said, it's uncomfortable. What did he say? It's uncomfortable, right? It's something along those lines.
So. Like, you're making me uncomfortable. Like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Robert, you're on Sports Radio 92.9. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, how you doing, Sandy? I'm going to try to make you laugh. I just got married, and my girl said she wanted to get married. I said, look, well, just let me know the day before, I'll be there. And now that I found out she can't cook because it takes an hour to make lemon rice, she burned water, and the only thing she makes for dinner is reservations. And she's real short, too. My girl's so short, you can see her feet on her driver's license. And she's so short, she can play handball on the curb. And you know how I met her? I was at a bachelor party, and she jumped out of a cupcake.
All right, buddy. That's pretty good. We got a little Shecky Green.
Robert, that was good.
All right. That was good. It's not fall down lap, but thank you for the effort. I mean, he's hammering them out. He's like Rodney Dangerfield, 404-726.
He jumped out of a cupcake. Tonight. I mean, that's a little girl.
Yeah. She jumped out of a cupcake.
She's playing handball on a curb.
Yep. Give us a call. Make Sandra laugh. I mean, that's the least you could do. This is a huge – listen, we're all feeling it here. The rumors that was at one gentleman online, I apologize, I should have his name, but whatever, that put it out there, Mike and Carl and everybody's like, hold tight, there's some Spanish broadcaster that nobody knows for sure. He does have a big following, but he had it before everybody else. Mm-hmm. And sure enough, by I think it was 6 p.m., it's like, oh, yeah, it's 80 games. He's done. He's already left the team. They signed Stuart Fairchild, right?
Yeah, kid out of the Reds. He was DFA'd. Okay.
So that
Alex Verdugo, if you're wondering about him. So that March 20th curious signing with the outfielder had me a little bit like, oh, wonder if they were getting whispers of this, that they kind of maybe knew something. So Verdugo's been in Gwinnett because he didn't do spring training, so they're trying to get him in shape, ready to go. So
no, I don't think they would have had. I mean, maybe you know more.
Fairchild will be with the team tonight, different. Though. I will tell you that. Yeah, Stuart Fairchild.
The Fairchild move, they knew yesterday probably that was going to happen.
But remember us being curious about the Verdugo? We all were like, that's kind of.
I just felt like they were trying to add some depth. Verdugo, listen. You know, he's a pretty good ball player. He was in the Mookie Betts trade. Believe it or not, he's one of the bigger players in the Mookie Betts trade. Yeah. His personality drove him out of Boston. He was a pain in the ass for Alex Cora. He went to the Yankees, didn't put up great numbers, and he was out there available, so, and probably affordable. I mean, Jarrett Kelnick, like, I think they just realized they needed some depth in the outfield, and now Kelnick's got another.
Now they really do.
Yeah.
Also, the Ronaldo Lopez got buried. This story got buried because of Jurickson Profar. But Stake, the concern, and if you remember through spring training when he was hitting 92 and 93, we're like, something's up. So he hit 98, his last outing, and you're like, okay, things must be back again. And he was already on the IR last year. So I'm concerned about this as well. Bryce Elder's getting the call-up. He will start against the Dodgers tomorrow in Ronaldo Lopez's place. But you have to be very concerned about this. And, oh, yeah, Hector Neris got DFA'd, and Jesse Chavez is also going to be with the team today. So here we go.
Hector, was it Hector Neris?
Yeah.
Who they think is a high-stress reliever that they put in.
Well, he gave me very high stress. I was very highly stressed watching him pitch.
So they put him in opening day. He was very much a part of the bullpen plans, and he's already gone. So that didn't work out either. It's been a week, horrendous. As they say. Hey, Mike, can you help make Sandra laugh? Can we help? Can you help us?
Hey, Sandy. Sorry you're down, girl. One of my favorite Vegas stories, me and my buddies were at the old Tropicana playing craps. This table is packed. And I'm a little north of 300 pounds. And I threw it. The dice didn't even land on the other end. It hit somebody in the chest, went off them, and went out on the floor. One of the pit bosses were cool back then. He said, we got an $8,000 crap table. Big man wants to play on the floor.
We got an $8,000 craps table, and the man wants to play on the floor. That's what he said when they went off.
I gotcha.
Yeah. So
I mean, it was a good story.
Yeah. Thank you. You ever heard the Jackie Mason bit? I'm walking down the street and I run into a streetwalker. She comes up to me. She says to me, I'll do anything you want, anything in the world you want, anything for $50, anything. He's like, what? I'll do anything in the world you want for $50. I said, okay, paint my house. That's what he said.
Bo, you got to have the rim shot ready for all these good jokes.
Big man got a $9,000 craps table and wants to play on the floor, which I'm sure he said, but I'm kind of looking for a joke that's quick enough, you know?
I think Mike was nervous.
Like the daddy tomato was out in front. The baby tomatoes were behind him. He walked up to one of them and stepped on him and said, "Ketchup." You know, something like that. That's what we're talking about. All right, we will continue to try to make Sandra laugh. 404-726-0929. Graf just texted us. He's in L.A. I guess the Pelicans must have a game. He's our friend of the show. Maybe he'll call and tell us. He's on his morning walk out there.
Oh, good.
He's headed to Chavez Ravine tonight. Braves a small underdog tonight with Chris Sale on the hill. So maybe I can turn it around. Also, I will tell you, the worst-kept secret in the NFL, it looks like. And we've got a great weekend you haven't thought about if you're a Georgia sports fan. I'm talking about a great weekend you're not even thinking about yet. But we will tell you. Sports Radio 910. .940 Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Steak and Sandy, thanks so much for being with us. As we work through a tough week for the Braves, which is the lead story, has to be. Jurickson Profar done for 80 games, postseason ban as well. Braves scrambling around to find offense. Been disaster, 0-5 to start the year. And we'll play Make Sandy Laugh All Show if you want as well, 404-726-0929. We'll get to the tailgate coming up, kind of some fun stuff to talk about and also some good cuts. And Georgia sports fans, something you may not have thought about that you may want to call your buddy and be like, I got something for us. NFL obviously reigns supreme, getting closer and closer to the draft. We're finally into April. So, you know, there's finally a light at the end of the tunnel for the draft in Green Bay, Wisconsin, which should be a lot of fun. Wish we had more picks, but it is what it is. For Falcon fans, the Kirk Cousins things maybe will be resolved right around draft time. A game of chicken being played with Cousins' team and our team, and he's floating around a Chipotle in Cleveland over the weekend. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Posing with fans, talks about his order. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just was looking on his Instagram. One of the things he posted was a ad for QB. What's the name of the show? Just QB on Netflix. Which quarterback are you most looking forward to watching this year? It was an ad they ran, and he reposted it. It's a picture of him, Kirk Cousins, and Joe Burrow. Him, Jared Goff, and Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
Still a curious decision for a guy that's already been on the show that needed to go back to the well. Why the NFL couldn't find a different quarterback than Kirk Cousins. It'll be fascinating. What I always say, greatest reality show is sports. Even better reality show is the NFL season, because those personalities and storylines are always unique. Cousins' story is unique as anything, but probably shouldn't be doing that. Also, probably didn't need to throw that podcast or that conversation out about, you know, it was a clerical error, and then coming back and saying he was injured in that podcast. And then doesn't need to be, I don't know, sending stuff from Cleveland. Like, there's just so much kind of nonsense surrounding him, right? Like, just lay low. Let the Falcons move you somewhere. You don't want to be here. Go somewhere you have a chance to start. You're not starting. You're not in the mix. There's nothing that could happen unless Michael Penix was injured and you're the backup that would ever put you back on the field, in my estimation. And just let the process play out and lay low, and let's move Kirk Cousins. Also, Aaron Rodgers and Mike Tomlin. Mike Tomlin yesterday interviewing a huge crowd waiting for him at the tables there. All 32 NFL coaches doing interviews at this NFL meetings. And he immediately gets into the Aaron Rodgers situation, says that they had a great visit. They've known each other for years. They've circled each other for years, spending decades around the NFL. And he basically lets you know he's got no issue whatsoever with bringing Aaron Rodgers to Pittsburgh. Didn't say it's happening. It's happening. They don't have any quarterbacks other than Mason Rudolph. You're going to tell a disgruntled Pittsburgh Steeler fan base, a fan base that is over losing in the first round of the playoffs, is over having a pedestrian offense, is over being overhyped the way they are, you're going to tell them Mason Rudolph's their quarterback? Of course it's going to be Aaron Rodgers. And there is a Pat McAfee show, you said. What's the actual date on that? He referenced that, Bo, on Raw on Netflix last night.
So WWE is actually, I guess, producing this show.
Yeah.
And so they're making a big deal out of it, of course.
Oh, they're producing the McAfee
show. Yeah, they're producing the live show. So while they're hyping this thing up, last night on Monday Night Raw, Pat McAfee does include a big announcement will be made. So nobody knows. I'm not saying that this is going to be Aaron Rodgers to the Steelers, but it does kind of seem that way.
What else would it be?
It's got to be that, yeah.
Yeah, it's Aaron Rodgers in a Steeler uniform with Rodgers on the back, walking out and sucking all those fans right back in. By the way, Woody Johnson, he also spoke at the owners' meetings, absolutely disgruntled with that NFLPA survey where the Jets finished like 29th overall, and also said, we gave Aaron Rodgers a shot. I listened to the folks around the team. I listened to my head coach. I listen to the others. That experiment is over. It was worth a chance. It did not work. We wish you well. So that's a couple of things that Woody Johnson had to say.
Back up to the disgruntled part. What was it that he was disgruntled about?
Well,
he says it wasn't legit.
He says
it's like
not,
a restaurant getting a terrible
right,
few reviews.
Who are you blaming?
Not just one. And right.
On Yelp. Right. Now, he's like, it's a biased system. The way they ask the players, whatever. It's an owner that's embarrassed, and the beauty of it is somebody has to finish 30th or 25th, and they don't want to. And these are modest. The best way I describe the owners was, I forget what gentleman I was talking to in the business world. He said, they're the closest thing to modern-day kings, right, from 500 years ago. These 32 guys who are all multi-billionaires, right?
Yeah.
Titans of industries, the owners of their towns in terms of, you know, notoriety, running the most popular sport in the world. They're all used to being treated a certain way, and they don't like finishing at the bottom of anything, particularly on how we treat our players, how our facilities are, the comfort of, you know, a player on our team. The weight room, everything. They don't want to be last. They don't want to be 25th. That's what the Jets are, and I agree with you. That's just disgruntled, you know, fix it.
Be better.
Arthur Blank didn't like it. He fixed it all. He's got one of the highest scores. The Falcons now way ahead of everybody else when it comes to their perception.
Right.
Let's do a...
Men's Final Four all set for Saturday. Your schedule is 6 o'clock, Florida-Auburn, 8:50. Houston and Duke. Duke is getting all the money in Vegas. They are the favorite in Vegas. Are you surprised by that?
Well, here's the thing. They're four of the greatest teams that have ever been to the Final Four when you look at the overall seasons they had. In any other year, Auburn would be the prohibitive favorite, or Houston would absolutely, Kelvin Sampson, you'd be looking at Houston finally getting their first national title. The problem is Duke is having a legendary season with an all-time great player in Cooper Flagg. So when you say they're getting all of it, they're the favorite, right?
Mm-hmm.
But there's some real value on Houston. If you look at what Houston did to Alabama, that was extraordinary. They're the toughest team in the field. They're the most physical team in the field. Duke is the most complete. Florida, maybe the most talented. I mean, it's an incredible Final Four. But this is a very, very special Duke team. And for a head coach who's in his 30s, imagine John Shire getting his first title in just his third year with Duke, and Cooper Flagg saying, I came to Duke, I came, I saw, I won a national title, and I moved on. It would be pretty incredible.
Sidebar, interesting segment overnight from Sean Farnham, the reporter, the NCAA reporter, comparing and contrasting the two head coaches with Kelvin Sampson and John. He was.
By the way, Duke beat Alabama. I apologize. Who did I say beat him?
Houston.
Oh, Houston beat the last second shot in the Sweet 16, and they completely dogged out Tennessee in the Final Eight.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Comparing and contrasting the two coaches of Cryer and Sampson. Literally, leading up to the final four games. He didn't like how practice was going, Kelvin was with Houston, and he literally made him get on the line and run sprints. And John is of the mindset of meditation and quiet sessions,
yeah,
and the whole mental
aspect. Kelvin Sampson's approaching 800 wins. He'll be in the Hall of Fame. He is one of the legendary coaches in college basketball history, and John Shire's just getting started. So very different for sure. But these are elite defensive teams, Houston and Duke.
Mick Cronin, really good overnight. I saw on Instagram. I wanted to hear you guys' thoughts on all these players.
Guys get to college, and it's way harder than they thought, unless your name is Michael Jordan or Cooper Flagg, you know, guys like that. Lonzo Ball, Kevin Love. 99.9% of them, it's harder than they think or they thought it was going to be. Then you either make excuses, quit, transfer, blame others, or you get to work. And that's what life's about.
There's a lot to be learned from the adversity card, right? How are you going to handle? How are you going to work through? I don't think that going to four schools in 4 years and thinking that, you know, was it R.J. Godfrey just declared at Georgia? So 2 years ago, Clemson goes to the Final Four. Big part of that, his dad played at Georgia. He transfers to Georgia. Wasn't happy with that. Now he's transferring again. I think there's a lot to be said. He's the head coach of UCLA, by the way. Just the portal, too many options for these kids, too many people in their ear, too many chances to chase the buck. And it's totally deteriorating the college experience. That's fine that it was a little bit like pros. Now it's 100% like the pros, except the pros have a salary cap. You have to sign an actual deal where you, at least you know I'm going to be in this city for 4 years. Let me get comfortable and try to work. Here it's like I could be here for 7 months. I'll move somewhere else. Just – it's not a good look for college basketball.
It's not going away anytime soon.
No, absolutely.
Prime time. Deion Sanders suggested, put it out there, I'd rather play somebody, have a practice with somebody, and play a different team. And Fran Brown at Syracuse said, I'll do it. Let's do it. Well, the NCAA says, not so fast, my friend. And Fran Brown has a theory.
We should have just told Coach Belichick and Bill O'Brien to come up with it, and then they would have let them do it, and then it would have all went right. We shouldn't have been the first two dudes to say, you know, damn well they wasn't about to let Coach Prime Time and Fran Brown be the first two guys to do it. It was over their dead bodies, so that wasn't happening that way. I'm just messing with you, NCAA. Don't get all mad and call my AD and try to find me. I'm literally joking.
Was he joking?
I'm sure the NCAA would not have been happy with those comments. I assume it means because those guys are more recognized, right?
Or respected, maybe. Maybe he feels they're more respected in that regard.
I mean, Deion.
Bill O'Brien and Bill Belichick. That's the names he came up with.
Yeah. Well, listen, it's the ace. It's fellow ACC teams also, right? So Carolina and Boston College, both in the ACC, both former NFL coaches. I don't know how they feel about Belichick. They could care less about Bill O'Brien. I don't think the BC program or Bill O'Brien as a college coach has any juice whatsoever, right? Or there are also two white coaches. There's two black coaches. I'm sure the NCAA didn't like that either, right? Because, again, what were you insinuating there, right?
Fran Brown and Deion Sanders, with those two big personalities, would have been so good on a TV show and so good for spring practice.
How about both of them mic'd up while their teams are playing?
Oh, my gosh.
How entertaining would that have been?
Just irritates me all
the time. I'd just like to know why the NCAA denied it, because it's not a bad idea.
It's a great idea.
Because, nobody's ever done it.
I think that's his point of like, okay, somebody want to tell us why?
No, I agree with you.
100%. Real quick. Georgia baseball, ladies and gentlemen, number 3 in the country. The Dogs are 28-2. Texas is number 5 in the country. They're 23-3. The Dogs are heading to Austin for a Friday, Saturday, Sunday SEC series, 3 versus 5.
How fun for a Georgia baseball player to be going through a year like this. And now you have these weekend series at SEC opponents. You're going to Austin, Texas to play the Longhorns, one of the most tradition-ridden, it may not be the word, in the history of college baseball, yeah. University of Texas, where a ton of stars have come out of, and now you're Georgia at number 3. Imagine getting on a plane and saying, I'm going to go watch Georgia play baseball, and I'm going to spend my weekend eating and drinking and partying in Austin,
Texas.
Yeah,
look for concerts and a little baseball, music. College baseball, two of the best programs. I think that's
a road
great.
Trip. That's a road trip right there.
Yeah, totally agree. And real quick, we'll just mention the women's Final Four is set. Two SEC teams are representing as well, as South Carolina and Texas will play, and then UConn and UCLA. That's 3-1 seeds, and the UConn is number 2 seed, but USC gets bounced by them just because of Juju out. Yeah, because as soon as USC lost Juju, their odds went way, way down. But they were awfully close to getting all 4-1 seeds in as well.
Yeah, that would have been a phenomenal game had Juju been playing. Yeah, I hate that she got injured, man.
Paige Beckers and Juju would have given you some of that Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese mojo.
Yeah, well, it's funny you say that because Paige, she, unfortunately, her career started off with back-to-back seasons of injury. She was kind of who everyone was looking at before Caitlin kind of burst on the scene.
Yeah,
but those injuries kind of
She had her all-time season career high. 2 games ago, she had 40, just had 30-something. All right, top of the hour. Where do we go from here, Braves fans? Sports Radio 92.9.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's 10:03. Good morning. This is the Steakhouse, the number one sports talk radio station in the Southeast. I take a peek every so often. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm a competitive guy. You want to win, whether you're out there running around playing pickleball, right? Then it's slammed upside your head, a little deal, or whether you're doing a radio show and like dominating as the top sports talk station. I mean, crazy numbers. Congrats to everybody at the radio station for, I think, 5 times the audience of our competition, 5 times or more. So that's a great feeling. You're listening to a station that's just delivering. Atlanta United, 4-3 winners on Saturday night. Hawks, great night in Milwaukee. Ricochet goes off at, 36 the other night. Obviously, Atlanta Falcons getting ready to draft at 15. Westwood 1, Final Fours. All kinds of great stuff, nighttime shows, everything happening. So, yeah, you're in the right place. Get the Odyssey app, though. Get the Odyssey app. That's really important. And make sure that you download it. You can listen to the best interviews and everything else going on as well.
Hit the road with Dukes and Bill tomorrow. They'll be at the Buffalo's Cafe in Cumming from 2 to 7. Great food, great drinks. Buffalo's Cafe, of course, getting you ready for the biggest sports weekend of the year.
I don't understand this guy sometimes, right? So, Sandra... Her brand is positivity, right? She comes in with great energy no matter what kind of colossal situation she's dealing with. And she's had her share over the years, I can say. And like, when she comes in down like she did this morning, when she is, like,
irritated,
mm-hmm. I figured it was, you know, I rolled in at 8:32, which is about right now. I get up as a half an hour, so I didn't know. It's like, I didn't do something. You know, there's rumors about Day-Day, what he's going to be with us or not with us, and, you know, his priorities, so maybe she was mad at him. But it was the Braves. She went to sleep watching the Braves. She heard the Jerkson Profar info. She's annoyed about that. Braves numbers, everybody in the lineup's under 200. Drake Baldwin's under 100. And then Graf, friend of the show, voice of the Pelicans, like, he's going to cheer her up. He's like, I'll call in. And he's a Dodger fan, and he's headed to L.A. to see the Dodgers and Braves. Why do you think that's going to make her feel better?
Well, I don't know, Steak. Just that, you know, she knew that somebody that she cared about was going to watch some Major League Baseball. I don't get to watch Major League Baseball in person. Well, Steak.
Why are you out there?
I'm not there yet. We're flying out later today. We're playing the Clippers and the Lakers. We got the old 2-for-1 baseball series, if you will.
What's the hotel you stay at? So when you're a broadcaster or a journalist.
Journalist?
You get to stay. The rule of the NBA players.
I made Sandy laugh.
Give him a gift card, Steak.
Give him a gift card.
There you go.
What hotel in L.A. do you get to stay at? What swanky
place? All right,
place?
Well, this time, actually, usually we stay in Beverly Hills, Steak. We stayed at the Mayborn, and when we went out to L.A. about a month and a half ago, we stayed at the Beverly Wilshire, which is right at the foot of Rodeo Drive.
Wow.
This time, though, we're actually staying in Marina Del Rey. We're staying at the Ritz-Carlton in Marina Del Rey. I like the Marina because you can walk to Venice and Santa Monica. You're right near the beach.
I mean, this is a guy. Those of you who don't know Graf, he did Tulane Sports for 30 years. He used to stay. The Hampton was too nice in Starkville. This is where he used to stay. He would do a six-hour doubleheader of bad Tulane teams, and now he's staying at the Ritz-Carlton. So, kids, if you're listening, it can happen to you. You just have to wait 40
years.
Yes,
you can.
You just have to wait 40 years.
Exactly. Just wait half your life, and you'll make it. I'm an overnight 30-year sensation, Steak.
Right.
You know how it is.
And you know the other thing he does? A couple other things. He doesn't eat all his food on his stipend. He holds on to that because it's cheapy, right? So, like, he gets, like, and then the other thing is for Lent, right?
Yeah.
You know what Lent is, Sandra?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So, for Lent, any of you guys do Lent? Bo, anybody? No. He gives up, and this guy's got a drinking situation. He's from New Orleans. No alcohol, no carbs, no sweets. Like, you don't...
No, Steak.
What is it?
All right, by the way, I'm 3 weeks away, by the way, in case anybody's counting. No booze, no bread, and no fried food. That's what I'm on.
For how
that's
many days right is Lent?
It's 46 days, Steak. They don't count Sundays. They're not supposed to count Sundays. I don't play that way. I don't cheat on Sundays.
Jeez.
So, as if I'm, look, we've got 21 wins this year and 8 games remaining. If you don't think I need a drink, think right again.
So are you?
I got two more weeks.
You trying to get in the Cooper Flag sweepstakes? Is that what's going on? No, for real.
We're doing our darndest. We're doing our darndest right now.
Everybody's tanking in the NBA trying to get that
I don't
that
blame
pick,
them.
Right? The Wizards.
Yeah.
You see what the Washington Wizards are doing? I mean, they're not even they've lost like 11 in a row and they don't even come within 25. They won.
Steak, Utah is taking it to another level.
What are they doing?
I've watched Walker Kessler. I mean, they sit everybody, but Walker Kessler, they were resting him even though, you know, he's 22 years old and 2 years out of Auburn. They were resting him between games when he hadn't even played the game before. But anyway,
Walker Kessler, Woodward Academy product,
he's a
correct? Woodward.
7'4".
We know who he is. He's from Atlanta.
Yeah.
We know him. Yeah.
All right. I have seen him play probably 10 games in person.
How many times?
Never seen him. Right. Never seen him take 1 3-point shot. Never seen him take one. He's out there jacking up threes now like Steph Curry.
They're just like,
here you go. We'll play him. We'll play him. We'll definitely play him. All right, go out there and shoot threes and just brick them all.
But the problem
is taking it to a new level.
If you're the worst team in the NBA, Sandra, the problem is there's only a 14% chance.
Correct.
It's only
correct
a 14%
right
chance.
Right.
So like,
right now,
it's not like the
right
NFL.
Now we have, yeah. No, it's not. Right now we have the fourth worst record, so we have a 12.5% chance right now.
All right, we're finishing up the graph. We're trying
all
to
right
make.
So look, I'm gonna make Sandra laugh, even though I already did. see, there's two. I was looking through my text because I was gonna text Day-Day to see what time I should call in because I didn't want to mess up any segments because I know how this show works.
It's a very tight-run ship. Thank you. Appreciate your respect.
I know. I mean, it's like the Titanic. So there you go. She's laughing, Steak. I'm making her laugh.
Funny. That was good.
I'm making her laugh. All right. So I'm like, what time should I call in? I don't want to butt in or anything like that. He goes, oh, probably like 10 o'clock. That would be good. And the last time I texted Day-Day, Steak and Sandy, was January 24th. And I had laughing emojis, and I realized, Steak, sometimes you say something, you don't mean to say them, and then ultimately, I think this is perfect, ultimately, it's exactly right, because when the Braves sign Jurickson Profar on January 24th, I'm listening to the show, it's a Friday, I just looked at my text, and Steak, you called him Jurickson.
instead of Jurickson.
Yeah. Now he really is. So, now he's
Jurickson. Now he really now is a Jurickson.
So mad.
I mean, you didn't even mean to say it, and now there you have
it. Hey, listen, before we go, one piece of advice. Just use your stipend, dude. You're on the road. Just enjoy life. Don't sit in your room drinking brown liquor when it's not Lent. I mean, you
can't. I can't drink brown
liquor. I know you can't. Just use your stipend.
You can we ask how? Can you tell us how much the stipend is?
It's a lot more than I was getting in 2 months.
Is it $250 a day?
No.
Is it $115 a day?
That's what Steve Holman gets. Steve Holman gets.
Is it under $100? Is it under $100 or over?
It's close to $100.
Okay,
it's
thank you. See you, buddy.
That's just like here. That's just like here at the game.
Me and Sandra wouldn't make it past our appetizers and lunch and our cocktails.
Steak and I's goal was to always be way over the stipend.
I tried, let's lose money on the deal. I try to be past my stipend by 1 o'clock.
It's so true.
I'm not kidding. He's like, you know, I'm just going to hold that thing. I'm going to hold it close. And if it's a 5-day road trip, I'm just going to.
And you're at those fancy hotels where even a burger is $80 plus. Yeah, good for you, Graf.
I'm going to tell you, if I had to go 40 days, no alcohol and no carbs, you can't have a sandwich, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this guy does it every year.
How long do you think you could go? Could you go a week?
What's at stake here? You know, I've done a couple of those things for longer periods, but I mean, how long could I go? I don't want to do that. What's the joy in my life, right?
Nola will get a scholarship to Tulane if you can go 40 days full ride. If you can go 40 days without alcohol and bread.
You don't want
you
to
couldn't do it.
No, I could do it. I mean, it's a lot of money. Come on, just stop that. I mean, I'm not an animal. I mean, I could figure it out, right? So
I don't know if you could do it.
I'm not a full-fledged alcoholic.
No, it's not even that. I forget the alcohol, the bread. You heard what he went with. I can't have a sandwich. I mean, this is pure torture, people.
But you just said Tulane's paid for?
Tulane's completely paid for. Oh, I mean, 40 days, bread.
Bring on the salmon, bring on the filet, bring on the... I can't have a potato, right? Because there's no carbs?
He didn't mention potato. He said bread and...
He said no carbs.
Wow.
He said no carbs.
Yep, no potatoes.
So what's it going to... Let me ask you this question, and we'll talk more about it after the break. Can you lose a division in the first 2 weeks of the season? Like, are you... Because after everything they went through last year, so everything in the offseason was about bring back the same team, add Jurickson, Profar, just keep things, take a deep breath, and we'll be back on track. And now we're 0-5. If Sale doesn't win, we're probably going to be 0-7. Marlins are good. Phillies are good. They come in for the homestand. Can you lose the division in the first 2 weeks of the season?
However, I want to remind everybody that the Braves twice last season, it wasn't during the first 3 weeks, but they did go on 6-game losing streaks two different times during the year.
And they lost their two best players.
Right.
And they ended up in the postseason.
That's right. So,
are you going to watch tonight? Like
yes. Yes.
Do you have any drugs or anything that... lose...
No, you'll need them.
Do you have...
What
I mean.
You'll need a nice sandwich. So there you go.
Dr. Mellitz will call you in a little mood adjuster, right?
Mood adjuster, yeah.
What do you use for like... is there a happy... What pills do they use? Is that... That's not the one on White Lotus. That's to like put you to sleep?
White Lotus is so disturbing.
Is it like Adderall? What makes you happy? What's the happy drug? Is it one of those pills?
I'm not a pill person.
Yeah, I know. Well, have it ready, because if they lose tonight and Sandy comes in, they're 0-6.
That's what we should do. Have people call in and give me a prescription.
Yeah. Give us the best drugs you're on. All right, when we come back, we'll belly up. Sports Radio 92.9. Hey, it's 10:23 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Good morning. Thanks for being with us. Sandra's got a lot of NFL stuff coming up in belly up. I don't know, man. You want to talk as a Braves fan. What's your level of frustration? And I hate survey radio. I'm not asking but I just do. Maybe it's cathartic, right? I have two massive Braves fans. I mean, we're all big, big Braves fans. But Bo and Sandra, there's nobody on radio in Atlanta bigger than Bo and Sandy. And the news is, you know, to say it has been a challenging first week to stay positive is an understatement. When your entire lineup is hitting about 140, that's every single person in the lineup, other than Drake Baldwin, who's at 67, I think, right? When you've already lost Ronaldo Lopez of yesterday and Jerkson Profar for 80, and he's out postseason, and you can't beat the Dodgers and Padres. And by the way, the Dodgers and Padres out of Southern California have gone 11-0 in their first 11 games. Mm-hmm. That's who you pulled. That's the straw you pulled to the NBA, Major League Baseball scheduling right out of the gate. And if Chris Sale, a lot of pressure on him tonight, and I think too much pressure. Like, to me, their team is scuffling right now. You need something good to happen. You were down 2-0 right out of the gate last night, mm-hmm. and you knew it was done. You absolutely knew it was done right out of the gate. So 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. Do you feel like it's, listen, it is an unbelievably long season. We will be sitting here. The Falcons will be four games into their season when the Braves' regular season is ending. Think how long that is. It's an entire summer. But I think...
Do you think Aaron Rodgers will decide by then where team he's going to play for by mid-September?
But I will say that seasons take on a life of their own. Last year's story was the injuries. This year's story may very well be week number one. We already got hit with the Jerkson Profar, and that set up the tone for the season. There's no guarantees we're not a 500 team. I know it seems like it was a long time ago, but listen, there's some folks in that lineup. When you get to the bottom of our order, when Sean Murphy and Orlando Arcia, Drake Baldwin, a young player, insert Jared Kelnick now on a regular basis, Alex Verdugo if he comes up. Who played last night? De La Hoya played last night?
Brian De La Cruz.
Brian De La Cruz last night.
He did not punch anybody either.
Right. Like, that's a weak bottom of the order. And Michael Harris now, like, it's put up or shut up time. So I don't know. Do I think you could be a 500 team with Strider and Sale in the front of your rotation? I don't think so. With Albies and Riley and Matt Olson and Acuna and everything else. But listen, seasons take on a life of their own. 404-726-0929. This is a horrendous start to the season.
0-5, you struck out 50 times. You've managed 22 hits.
Yeah, you're worse.
It's just horrendous.
You're worse in baseball by a long shot with runners in scoring position. That's obvious.
If it weren't for bad news, there is no news for our Atlanta Braves.
This is where you need a even-keeled manager like Brian Snitker to say, I've seen every scenario in baseball history. I've done this for 5 decades. I am not going to get rattled. I know that Matt Olson can go up tonight and crank a couple. Riley can do the same, and you can look up, and we got a 9-4 win. I mean, you know, and that's what I'm thinking is going to happen, but sometimes you're just in one of those droughts. You went 29 innings without a run. 29 innings without a run until the Michael Harris home run. So I don't know, Braves fans, if you want to talk at all about it. Who do we got, Day-Day? All right, hey, Rob, what's happening, man? You're on Sports Radio 92.9.
We all know baseball is like a marathon. It's not a sprint. But, yeah, I mean, we were looking at this team last year, going into this year, getting back some pretty important pieces. And people say, don't panic, don't hit the panic button. I mean, we're supposed to be one of the best teams in the major leagues. And we basically have been run off the diamond in San Diego, and I'm afraid it's going to happen in L.A. You still got to hit the ball.
Yep.
At the end of the day, you got to hit the ball. You got to get people on base, and you got to score runs. And I mean, we're just not doing any. We're not firing on any cylinder.
Well,
I'm panicking.
Yeah, one of the reasons that we were supposed to be is because Jerkson Profar was adding an element of getting Jared Kelnick out of the lineup.
Buster Olnick, right? Called it the best acquisition aside from Juan Soto in all of baseball.
Ronaldo.
And that was really your only move, y'all. That was it.
And Ronaldo.
The start of the season stake is when all eyes are on the Braves, and unfortunately on this West Coast. And the other thing is, you're playing the Dodgers and the Padres, who you are supposed to be equal or better than. You know, you start talking about winning pennants and the National League, and you start looking at, well, that's who we should be looking at. Well, we're getting smoked.
Well, also, Ronaldo Lopez was a big part of the plans as well, mm-hmm. and he's already down. So Bryce Elder.
And by the way, he's another reliever that you made into a starter, C. Grant Holmes, last night. So it's just, if it weren't for bad news, there's no news with our Atlanta Braves.
Let's get Bryce in Peachtree City. Bryce, how you feeling, bro?
Hey, Stakey and Sandy. Hey, not feeling great. I'll be honest. It's been a rough start. Obviously, it's a long season, but I kind of take a macro view at this, guys. You look at the past couple seasons and what this team has accomplished going into the end of the season and the postseason. They got worked by the Phillies in two postseasons. Lifeless, no energy, couldn't hit the ball. You got no depth in the bullpen. You got no depth in your starting rotation. I don't know who the leaders are on this team or in the clubhouse, but I'm not going to panic, but this team is what it is. You know, you got a lot of talent, but they're underperforming big time and have been over the past couple seasons.
Thank you for the call. You know, seasons take on a life of their own, and I'm not sure that we're not sitting here in May looking up at the Mets and Phillies and Marlins, who are right in the mix as well. They started 3-1, lost last night 3-2. They're coming in Friday night. If you're 0-7 and you talk about scuffling in front of the home crowd. You talk about a big moment on Friday night, maybe the biggest off day ever, right? On Thursday, if a team ever needed it, man. So,
slump buster, something different today.
Well, when you keep saying that, the slump buster thing is, do you look at slump busters as Mark Grace had a slump buster thing, mm-hmm. and it was you find the ugliest girl on a road trip and you go have. In relations with her. You're not talking about that,
No,
right?
I'm thinking about do something to mix it up. Change your socks.
Oh,
put the lineup. Oh, put all the players' names in a hat and draw it out. Put the lineup together. Do something silly.
So
throw a table in
the... I don't know, some kind of trinket that you put down
something.
Your pants or
yeah, you have a seance. You put sage on the back.
Maybe a bucket of chicken.
Remember when Dansby went out to shortstop in the Braves and did a sage and tried to cleanse the air? Yeah. Y'all need to cleanse the air.
Okay.
Well, Freddie Freeman, meanwhile, did you hear about this? Like, he was getting out of the shower or into the shower or doing something in the shower, and it tweaked his ankle. Wasn't in the lineup last night.
I feel so bad for Freddie and the Dodgers. Wow, that must be hard.
I don't think you do.
That must be really... So Freddie's out for, what, two games? How will they replace him? That offense is just going to be so depleted.
Day to day.
I mean... the Dodgers start is one of the greatest starts in baseball history in terms of pitching and hitting combined. I think they had one close game against the Tigers. They started, what was that, in Japan against the Cubs. Then they swept the Tigers. Then they have the Braves. I mean,
they're one win away from tying the 1933 Yankees for the longest winning streak to start a season for a defending champion.
Okay, well, there you go.
So you got that on the line.
So 404-726-0929. We're going to do NFL stuff when we come back from Belly Up. What do you have? What kind of things can people be distracted by that you can speak to?
Are you a fan of the Falcons being on Hard Knocks? Do you like them on Hard Knocks? You don't want to see them on Hard Knocks?
If I owned the Falcons, I would say no. As a fan, yeah, absolutely put them on
Hard Knocks. So the deal was the Falcons were one of four teams that were going to be forced to do it. Well, that rule has changed now.
Mm-hmm.
There's news about Kirk Cousins. Do you even want him at the voluntary practices, workouts that's coming in April? So we got some news. And I think one of the biggest rule changes in the NFL has been approved this morning.
So there's a lot happening at those owners' meetings, right? So I think folks coaches have been through, the owners have been through. There's a lot of comments, rule changes, tush push, another change you're talking about. So we'll update you on all of that.
Okay.
Obviously. The question was thrown out. Maybe I'll put it in three strikes. Am I capable of giving up some of the things that I love, right? How about you can't talk about sports gambling, you can't eat carbs, you can't have a martini, you can't do any of that for how long?
40 days.
40 days, and we're going to pay for Nola's freshman year of college?
We'll call it a gent as opposed to a Lent.
Well, what do you think is a gent? What do you think might happen?
Jewish Lent is a gent.
Do you not think there's a chance something in those 40 days happens with my temper or my anger or something.
I don't think you could do it, even for the Tulane. I mean, I love you and I know you pretty well. I don't think you can do it.
Why don't
40
we ask
days.
Valya? Text Aww. Valya. She's listening. Will you text her and say, do you think Steven can do this?
Okay,
right?
I'll do it.
Say, I'm going to make him do it. Make her, it's April Fool's. Maybe make her Aww. Think I'm going to do it. April Fool's and me saying I'm actually going to do those things. Anyway, we'll come back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hey, I told you guys I was in Charleston for a wedding, and the bride, my friend Laura, went to Solomon Brothers and got her beautiful wedding band because she's always been going to Solomon Brothers, probably because I would bring her to all these events throughout the years, and she just knows everybody over there. And you know how it is when you, like, walk in and you go, Steak told me to come here. Sandra said, where's Jaron? You're hooked up. It's like knowing the maitre d' at the best restaurant. You're going to get the best table. That's what they do, and they do it for everybody. Family business. You are going to get the best quality diamond, and that's whether it's a ring, an earring, a tennis bracelet, the best quality diamond for the best price. So I remember years ago I would ask Jaron, like, what? Tell me some stories about guys coming in here and they're trying to pick out a wedding ring. He said, I love for a guy to walk in with a stack of folders and he's done all his research and he has a number in mind. And I want a 2-carat for X amount of money. And Jaron's like, that's fine, but I can give you a better quality at a better price than you even have listed. So, yeah, everybody do your homework and then pop over to one of the best in – it is the best in the city. Three locations. One is over in next to Avalon and Alpharetta. The one in Buckhead, Steak and I talk about all the time. Brand new in Sharpsburg. It's Solomon Brothers for jewelry.
Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from Puck examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, 10:41, Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Sandy and Stakey on a Tuesday. We don't have to give up talking about, we're not actually doing that thing where we give up sports gambling, alcohol, carbs, all that, right? We're pretending, right? That was a pretend thing?
That's a pretend.
Okay, so if you had to bet on the tournament this weekend, we'll go around the room. Duke is the favorite. So let's say you're going to put down $100 on the tourney. Who would you take? And let me, you want, obviously, we're going to talk about the odds. Because I think if you take Duke, it's even money. Everybody else, you get back pretty good odds. So
I put $100 on Houston before the tournament
wow,
started.
Wow, what is that paying?
It wasn't paying that much. It'd be
four times,
I want to say
times?
It was plus 600.
Okay, you won $600. I like that you're talking the language. So, what? I mean, you know that makes me happy. So, let me just see March Madness numbers, because Duke obviously is the favorite. We know they're minus 105. So, it's even money, but they got to win two games. You take the Gators, it's plus 260. 100, you win 260. You take Houston, it's plus 440. And if you take Auburn, it's plus 500. If I'll ask the room, if you had to bet, $100 bet, who are you taking? Bo, who do you got?
I got to go with Duke. Just give me the best team.
I know, dude. It's just even money, though. What about you, Day-Day?
Man, believe it or not, man, I really like Houston. I really like
plus
Kevin Sampson.
Plus 440. Yeah. So you'll win $440 if you bet 100. Who do you like, Sandy?
I just told you I already bet Houston
oh, my
plus
bad.
The 600.
So... You already took them, so you're going to take them again.
I'm not doing it. I'm going to let it ride.
I know. I'm just asking based on these odds here. Okay. Jeez. Snapping me because of the Braves. I mean, you got to turn that around. Let me just look at the number. I mean, it's crazy that Auburn was the number one team all year. You're getting back 500 on a $100 bet.
So you're going with
I take the Gators plus 260.
Okay.
I think they're the best team. So, and they've had two close calls. Okay. Let me give you three strikes. I'm going to do some NFL stuff. Sandy's been working hard on it. We don't want her to leave here not being acknowledged because that'll just, it's already been, you know, she's been through it. What is something you had to give up or tried to that was difficult? Something you had to give up or tried to that was hard? the funniest person in your life and your favorite lefty athlete. We're turning to Chris Sale tonight, man. We're turning to Chris Sale tonight. Make it happen, bro. We can't consider Chipper a favorite lefty athlete because he throws right and he's a switch hitter, right?
Right. Tom Glavine. Michael Vick.
Yeah. Yeah, so
there you go.
If somebody doesn't say Tom Glavine or Michael Vick, I give you kudos. Just think in your head, there's got to be some other lefties mm-hmm. out there, right?
Steve Young.
Steve Carlton. Another lefty, right? 404-726-0929. We don't have to hit belly up.
Good. Let's quickly, y'all. Breaking news. This just happening now at the NFL meetings. They officially have tabled to ban the tush-push. So it'll be on the table for this year. They will be able to do it this year. That was kind of the big headlines was, are they going to ban the tush-push? They were going to need 24 of 32 votes to make that happen, and the odds were against them to begin with. Couple of news and notes regarding Hard Knocks. Originally, Atlanta was one of just four teams that were going to have to be forced. Well, now, according to NFL media president, that number has now increased. They are still hoping somebody will volunteer, but they have not said now how many teams are going to be forced to do it. But the number is not four. It's going to be larger than four. The other rule change that was approved this morning, which I think folks are going to love, is the overtime rules during the regular season will be that both teams get the ball. Thank God. And I think many of us have said, what are they doing? Where whoever got the ball and scored first, it was over. So that's really good news as well.
Yeah, I mean, nothing more frustrating than a fan, especially when you can feel the momentum of a game and know if you lose the coin toss, i.e. what happened to us in the Super Bowl. But, you know, in general, you lose a coin toss and you know you're not getting the ball back. And that's just incredibly frustrating. So now you – and it really make it interesting because the team that gets it knows second, knows if the other team scored. You're on four down territory, no field goals. So you'll kind of run that offense knowing we got four cracks at it the whole time. Did they say the postseason will be different or in the playoffs?
The postseason was already, if I'm not mistaken, that both teams could, right?
Okay,
is that exactly. So now the regular season is going to be in play with them.
Okay.
The other headline news that you're going to read, which I don't think it's that big a deal, but the national media is running with it because I think Raheem has already said this before. If there is a trade that the Falcons deem valuable and it also happens to work for Kirk Cousins, they will trade Kirk Cousins. That's actually what he said. The other part of what he said this morning was they do not expect Kirk at the voluntary offseason workouts.
Yeah, Raheem just spoke. He said, I'm not going to be foolish to think that he's going to show up for voluntary work. We're dealing with a business-like mode. We're dealing with that type of feel. I don't think he'll be there. If he is, we'll welcome with open arms, but I'm not going to be foolish enough to make myself get worked up and angry about Kirk Cousins missing workouts. That is this morning.
You ever worked with somebody that you know is a short timer or doesn't want to be there or is about to get fired and you're like, oh, it's so awkward to have them in the room?
Yeah.
So,
I mean, I've worked with guys where I knew I was going to fire them. And that's a horrible feeling also when you're just around them.
Right.
Like,
so
just,
bad vibes. Bad, like, energy vampires. And I'm sure the other thing is I was like, well, when are these first workouts? They announced them coming up, like, after the NFL meetings. And last year they were right before the draft. So that would mean existing Falcon players come in for voluntary workouts. I'm not so surprised he's not going to be there. Are you?
No.
He didn't want to be there.
We feel very strongly about Kirk being our backup quarterback, Raheem said. We feel very strongly about the human. We feel very strong about where he stands. You know, obviously, we know it's a business. There'll be some business aspects to everything you do. This is a business, leverage situation. Do the Falcons have more and more leverage as quarterbacks make their decisions? Aaron Rodgers almost certainly is headed to Pittsburgh. You know where Justin Fields ended up in with the Jets. The Russell Wilson with the Giants. It looks like if J.J. McCarthy can go, although there are rumors that Kirk would like to go back to Minnesota, but J.J. McCarthy, if they commit, would be the starter there. So
Adam Schefter also reporting, I believe it was this morning, that Kirk Cousins to Pittsburgh, if in fact this Aaron Rodgers thing doesn't come to play, that that's also.
Well, considering Mason Rudolph's their starter, one would think they would have to do something like that. And then wouldn't that be ironic? because Arthur Smith didn't lose his gig, right? He's still the offensive coordinator. Mm-hmm. So he'd be playing under Arthur Smith and that offense in Pittsburgh. So
that's beautiful.
But listen, I mean, the Kirk Cousins thing has to take care of itself, but you're paying him anyway. So he'd be the best backup quarterback in the NFL. And
for Penix, who has been injury prone.
Yeah.
So
and what happened last year? First of all, your starter got benched. We still haven't done the statistics. How many of the 32 teams started their backup last year? I have no idea other than if I go through it right now, maybe you can. But I'm going to guess out of 32 teams that 14 teams started their backup. So having a great backup matters, right? So breaking news all over the NFL Network is how Kirk Cousins' conversation with Raheem Morris just dropped. But, you know, nothing we said living here in Atlanta, nothing that was said is surprising. They're going to do what's best for the Atlanta Falcons. Kirk Cousins was worried about himself and his family and the chance to start, and he is going to tell you two things. I did not forget how to play quarterback, and I wasn't healthy. That will be his narrative. That will be his narrative to try to find a way to once again be under center on opening day. The Falcons obviously trying to get a little bit of money, certainly a draft pick, and they're going to say having him in that quarterback room is not ideal. But if you think we're just going to let it happen and go have to go pay another backup and get nothing, that's not happening either. Be a big boy, be in that quarterback room, and be Michael Penix Jr.'s backup. That's exactly what we'll do if we don't get the offer that we need to get, and that's how it'll play out. All right, here's our phone number, 404-726-0929. The questions are, what is something you had to or tried to give up that was difficult? The funniest person in your life and your favorite lefty athlete. Don't embarrass this program or the people in this room by not filling up the phone lines. Day-Day's sitting there with a dumbfounded look in his face, which for a Tuesday is not surprising, but this is for an actual reason. 404-726-0929. Does he get moved before the draft, in your opinion, Sandra?
Yes.
Kirk Cousins?
Yes.
So in the next 10 days or so, it's going to. I think it's going to happen after the draft. I don't think there's a draft day deal coming for Kirk Cousins, but we'll have to see how that plays out. It is interesting that Raheem there facing the media, having to sing the praises of one Kirk Cousins. That's certainly, this is not how Arthur Blank had it, man.
It's so cringe, the whole thing. Like, why is he in the news every day? It's annoying me. And now I'm annoyed with Chipotle on top of it all. Like, what are you doing up there posing?
Scale of 1 to 10 as a fast food chain. What do you give Chipotle?
Get ready to be shocked and awed. I have never, ever once eaten in a Chipotle.
Wow.
You haven't either, Bo.
I have not.
What's your number? Day-Day's answering calls.
Yeah.
I'll give it a 7.5. Solid product.
I'm shocked I haven't. Why haven't you? It's just not my whole.
I don't get it. Why neither one of you?
Well, so I didn't at Moe's already, and somebody told me that Chipotle was just dressed up Moe's, so I never bothered.
Yeah.
If it's great, somebody tell me, and I'll go try it on.
Hey, Ron, you're great. Let's start this process. What's something you had to give up or try that was difficult?
Steak. I tried that bread thing, and it lasted about a hot 30 minutes, and I couldn't do it.
God did not put us on earth to deprive ourselves of bread, carbs.
It didn't last long
pizza,
at all. Funniest person,
pizza, bagels, sourdough. Why would we live? Why would we walk through Earth with those rules?
I would never do it again.
Funniest person in your life.
Funniest person is by far my wife. She's crazy, and as I'll get out.
Favorite lefty athlete.
I'm going Ken Griffey Jr.
By far. That's a good one. That's a good call.
Hey, Big Jim. What's something you had to give up or tried to in your life that was difficult?
I hate to say it, but cigarettes.
Yeah, I heard cigarettes is a nightmare to try to battle, that nicotine addiction. Mm-hmm. The funniest person in your life?
My old high school buddy, Andy. He always just kept me rolling.
Favorite lefty athlete?
No doubt, Ken Stabler.
The snake.
Kenny Stabler.
The snake. Thank you, buddy.
Hey, our game of the night tonight will be the Hawks in Portland down at State Farm Arena. They're finally back home, you guys, if you want to head on out. Thanks to John Foy for bringing us the game of the night. Because I'm not, you know what? I've decided I'm not watching the Braves tonight.
Are you serious?
I'm going to change it up. I'm going to change up my routine.
All right, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Will you watch scores and just won't watch the game? So will you just check in every so often on your computer?
Probably. Yeah. I'll watch it on the apps.
And if you see it, it's a 3-2 game in the eighth and they're winning and you're awake, you literally will not turn
it on. I'm going to make a vow to not turn it on tonight. Change it. Everybody change up what you were doing.
Should I
change your shirt? Should I do something different?
Should I take them tonight?
Take the Braves tonight with Chris Sale on the mound.
Are you serious?
You can't be this bad for six games. It's impossible.
Not with that lineup, right?
That's what. And Chris Sale on the mound.
You're telling me to bet on the Braves tonight.
Bet all. You know what? Your mortgage. Put the whole
I'm asking a serious question. Am I betting the Braves?
Bet the Braves tonight, period.
Right. I'm doing what Sandra said. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Mom. Thank you, Bo. Thank you, Day-Day. Good luck, Graf. He joined us earlier. He's given up everything fun in the world, but hang in there. We're back tomorrow with Sandy and company. Thanks for making the Steakhouse part of your day.
Are you looking for a podcast about pro football that doesn't put you to sleep with an avalanche of analytics or insult your fandom with brainless hot takes? Well, hi. I'm Dan Hanses.
And I'm Mark Sessler.
Oh, hi, Mark. And we're the hosts of Heed the Call, the NFL podcast you've been waiting your whole life for.
Heed the Call covers every game, every storyline, everything that matters, and we do it all with a touch of mirth.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast wherever you get your podcasts.